Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. It's a lot going on. It's Falcons Friday, Funk Friday. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to you. Lot to get into over the next 3 hours, to be sure, ahead of a big football weekend. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Dog, I just know that because my wife, she said, is Andy or Abe going to be dressed up? I said, no. I said, Bo's definitely going to be dressed up. Very disappointed in you, Bo. Very disappointed.
Off to a disappointing
y'all made
start.
Me be a solo Ninja Turtle last year.
Yeah.
I
no,
offered
we did not
to
make
purchase
you.
Ninja we, Turtle we, costumes for
well,
us this
we
year
did,
and nobody got excited.
No,
about
we're not.
It.
We didn't. God, are you saying such, costumes or
that
t-shirts?
That is such an unfair
that's,
representation.
That's no, you didn't. You did not offer.
I did.
Did
I
he offer?
I all the pictures and
not,
I was like, they got
okay.
one in every one of our sizes.
Not really. Here's how I remember it. And you can tell me, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You sent the picture.
Yes,
and I guess
I remember the picture.
I didn't see the picture for a while. Because, you know, you don't always see your text messages immediately. But then the conversation started a little bit later. And then it was, hey, do they have them for all of us? But you were gone already. You had already left the store that had them. So there wasn't really a possibility to get them.
Well, there was because I was right. I told you I'd go back.
I don't remember.
But then
that.
I think we were like, don't go back.
I don't remember that.
Not on our behalf.
I don't remember all that.
I remember bits of it.
Yeah.
But
all
I
wanted
all
was
that.
One person to say, hey, let's do it.
Can I do this? Can we do it next year?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Okay.
There's not a more perfect costume for the four of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Have the Ninja Turtles we want.
No problem.
So we're just wearing t-shirts.
You want to be Raphael
because yes.
you're cool but rude.
Yes.
I want to be Donatello because the Huskies are purple. Bo wants to be Michelangelo because he's the party dude, and Abe wants to be Leonardo because Leonardo is the teacher's pet.
I think it was more Abe gets what's left over
and is
accepting of said.
And Florida wears blue, and Leonardo's blue, and all that. And Abe loves swords, and everybody knows that about
yes,
him too.
Very
anyway,
much so.
There's a lot to get to over the next 3 hours ahead of. Cocktail party tomorrow. Obviously, Roddy Nabalsley will join us as he always does at 11:40 on Fridays ahead of Georgia football games from UGASports.com to talk about that. Injury updates, his thoughts on Florida, kind of the unknown of them coming into this game with an interim coach. And they're healthy as well on offense. So when they've been that way, which hadn't really happened all that much this year, they've actually looked pretty good. So we'll get into that with Roddy and throughout the show, of course. But the Falcons head up to Foxborough on the heels of one really bad loss, one pretty bad loss, and two losses in a row. Hopefully healthy. We don't know. I mean, we're kind of hoping that they'll get as many of these guys back as possible for the game on Sunday, but in desperate need of a good performance.
Yes, no doubt about it, man. They are they're at a point where, you know, you want to be able to see some resolve from a team, you know, especially, and you mentioned it earlier this week, you know, last time they got, they blank pushed back, they came back with a big win against Buffalo. And, you know, as crazy as it is, they play better against better teams.
It's true.
You know, and that's a weird damn thing to have. But, I mean, I think that when you look at this, I said it yesterday, they can beat New England. They can. I think New England's a really good team. I don't know if New England is 6-2 good. But you know what? You are what your record is because they are playing well. They got a very good young quarterback. that, you know what, this dude, the way he's playing, he can be one of those upper echelon. He's a I don't realize how big this dude is. Yeah. He's like big as Josh Allen.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, and just much. As athletic, maybe mm-hmm. a little bit more athletic than Josh.
Yeah. I don't know if he's quite as big, but he's probably faster.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And so you got to deal with that process right there because we talk to Dave Archer, we talk, and I've heard other people talk about it. This kid is a 1-2 go guy. All right, he ain't taking sacks. Mm-hmm. He's going to go, and he's a problem when he does that. But they have some good players over there. But I think this is, you know, and coaches always say this, usually the night before or the day of the game. It's all about us. It's all about us today, fellas. And that's what this is right now as far as, you know, showing what you're made of, you know. And sometimes, you know, you may lose a game, but how do you lose it? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you put up a fight? Mm-hmm. Is it coming down to the wire? Or are we going to sit here on Sunday afternoon and looking at this game at 1 o'clock and like, oh, well, ain't nothing changed.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I hate to say that part of it is how do you look?
Right.
Even if you come up short on the road against a good team, you got to go up there and have like a well-executed performance. Last week we were talking about with the Dolphins, I was like, honestly, I don't care how they look as long as they win. Right. If they win 3-2, it doesn't matter,
no.
Especially if you're going to be dealing with as many injuries as they are and all that kind of stuff. And then they went out there. Not only did they lose, they looked embarrassing in the loss, and they got curb stomped by a bad football team. They went out there again last night and looked like a bad football team.
Yes.
So
yes.
In yes. case anyone yes. thought maybe the Dolphins had resurrected things with that loss, they hadn't. So that was just a, you know, all-around awful performance by the Falcons. Now, again, like, you need to win this game. You start losing too many of these things.
No. Let's
3-5 is a real hole to dig out of, especially when you start looking around the NFC and there's a lot of really good teams. Like the team in your division that you kind of had been neck and neck with the last couple of years and still lost to them is good. So you don't have that hope of, well, we can at least just win our division. Now the Bucs are really good, so that's going to be hard too. The rest of the NFC is populated by pretty talented teams also, so making the playoffs as a wildcard team is going to be hard, but I'm not even thinking about that. Like, playoffs are a ridiculous notion at this point, given the last couple of weeks. You got to win a football game.
Yeah, just going to win.
Because if you don't, you're 3-5.
Exactly, going to win.
That's not the record of a good team.
Yeah, the playoff ain't nowhere.
Unless you're Baltimore, and there's an explanation.
Exactly, but I think, you know, they're not in a position to be thinking playoffs. You got to get wins. I think that's the most important thing for this squad. Obviously, it is the most important thing is winning football games. But, yeah, they got to get that all that down the road. And I'm pretty sure in that locker room up there in that building, that's what this is all about. Outside, you know, everybody has the projectors and all that other crap. But, no, it's all about winning this game, going up to New England and winning a football game that if you play your best, you're going to be in the game. You know, I mean, they know, everybody knows what you want to do as far as offense. You want to run the football, all those different things. Hopefully, I saw the injury report yesterday, hopefully all those limited guys are playing.
I know.
You know, and I mean, because that's a lot of your dudes on that limited, report on the injury report. There's a lot of dudes that's on there. So hopefully you get a lot of those guys back, mainly your damn quarterback. But I think that, you know.
Just for people that don't know, the limited guys, Darnell Mooney, Jesse Bates, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Michael Penix, Jalen Walker, Billy Bowman.
Yeah.
Those are all pretty important guys.
Very important guys. And so hopefully you can get the majority of those dudes back and find a way to go up there and win this game. I know, you know, it looks like it, and it feels like one of those games where New England's going to slip up at home. They've lost two home games at Gillette already. But I think that if you're talking about how the Falcons go, you know, first of all, you got to play a clean game. We know that. You got to do what you want to do best. Tyler Ajeer's got to have at least 10 carries because usually when he has 10 carries, that means that they're running the ball well and Bijan is somewhere up around 18, 19 carries. And so they got to get somewhere close to 30, 35 runs in this game. And I think if they can do that, they can be successful because of what we've seen so far this year.
Yeah.
Meaning if they don't run it, if they run it 15 times, I've not seen this year that Michael can throw it 30, 40 times to win it.
Nope.
You don't want Michael in a position to throw the ball 30 or 40 times.
You're 3-0 in games where you run the ball 30-plus times because – running the ball 30 plus times worked.
Yeah.
Like it's more complicated than just that number, but it's also not because that's your plan A, and plan A worked that day. And when plan A works, the offense functions and you're going to win games. And I hope that's what happens. Like, I hope you could go up there on Sunday and have a well enough planned out game plan on the ground and a well enough executed game plan on the ground to where you can just do plan A, hand the ball to Bijan all those times, like you said, Algier is a changeup all those times, as you said, average 5 yards on the ground and be able to control the game like that. If not, which You haven't the last 2 weeks, so it's possible that you don't. It's possible that New England dials up a good defensive game plan against you and you can't run it again.
Right.
Michael Penix has to play well.
Yes, he does.
If he plays, assuming that he plays.
Yes.
Because that's where it goes next, right? We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and then I was listening to Dukes and Bell, and I was like, yep, they're right there with it too. They were starting to talk about the same exact thing with Penix and kind of where his numbers are looking right now and comparing to guys over the last couple of years. It's like, that's not the comparison you want. You don't want your numbers to be anywhere near what Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota and those guys' numbers look like at the end of the season. So let's not do that. A couple good performances can break away from that, but he needs to, because you know what defenses are trying to do against them right now. They're trying to take away the run, and when they do, you lose.
Yes.
You got a first-round top 10 quarterback and some weapons to throw to, again, assuming and hoping that everybody is healthy. If plan A doesn't work on Sunday, plan B's got to be Michael Penix, and Michael Penix has to be good.
He got to be good. One, I mean, he's got to play well if that's the case. Right.
Otherwise, there. That conversation starts to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's when we talk about the blame train or blame, you know, tree and all those different things of, you know, you went from this guy to this guy to this guy, and eventually it gets down to who the players are, and mainly your most known player as far as your quarterback position. And so, yeah, I mean, but I still am not ready to go there because he's still a young player, and I will blame most of it on the youth because he still has some technical flaws that gets better with the more reps and more and, you know, the timing and things that you play.
For sure.
But he's still got to go play well.
Yeah, he's got to play
he's the same year, he's the same year as this guy that he's going to get.
That's another part.
But the thing about it, that guy that you're going to get started all last year.
That's right.
That,
well, most of it. As the season got
on. That guy that he's playing against has a seasoned veteran offensive coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing and knows how to set up plays. So, I mean, I don't think New England's offensive line is better than Atlanta's offensive line. I know they got a big number 4 overall left tackle, and he got beat like a damn drum last Sunday, but it was Myles Garrett. It was Myles Garrett. But, I mean, so I'm not going to go there. I don't think that they have a particularly better skill than Atlanta. I mean, they got some good players. I mean, Stephon's still doing his thing. But, like, overall offense, I don't think they're better than Atlanta. I think the way their play caller versus Atlanta is the big advantage of them.
Oh, for sure.
Big advantage them.
Yeah, head coach, too. Like,
yes, big advantage them.
Vrabel flat out is, you know, he's doing exactly what everybody knew he was going to do.
Yep.
I didn't know it was going to happen this fast.
Yeah, damn sure did.
I know they'd be 6-2 year one, but you knew it was going to work out well because you've seen him do it before.
Yep.
And that becomes an issue too. I mean, that's been part of what's happened the last couple of weeks is showed up from kickoff and the other group had a better plan than you.
That's it.
Shanahan, McDaniel, you know what I mean? Like, can't have that be the truth every Sunday. Otherwise, she's not going to win very many games.
It's going to be a pleasant day up there. 52 and sunny.
Okay.
So, about like it is today.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, that's good. That shouldn't, at least it won't be snowing or whatever. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. Hour number one of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.